When Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo sees patients with high blood pressure, she advises them to cut back on the salt. She says they often return to the office, happy to announce they've cut out fast food and processed snacks.
And then I ask them to tell me what they're eating, and I am always blown away when they come back with these nice, healthy vegetable soups that are chock full of salt. And so all the things that they don't realize are high in salt are actually, you know, still there in their diet.
Bibbins-Domingo is Associate Professor of Medicine and Epidemiology at the University of California in San Francisco. She's also lead author of a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers at Stanford and Columbia University Medical Centers co-authored the study. They did a computer simulation to see what would happen if every American reduced their salt intake by a half teaspoon a day. That's 3 grams.
Well, what we found was that if we were able to reduce salt in the U.S. diet by 3 grams per day, that we would anticipate 100,000 fewer deaths each year, 100,000 fewer heart attacks, and more than 100,000 fewer cases of new heart disease.
Bibbins-Domingo says the health savings of reducing salt are comparable to cutting the number of smokers in half. But not everybody puts that much stock in the new study. Michael Alderman is a professor of medicine and epidemiology at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
Well, you know, it's interesting that it's called a study, which I think sort of suggests that they're real people and real outcomes that were measured. But in fact, of course, what it is a simulation, a mathematical modeling.
Alderman says there are lots of different findings when it comes to sodium consumption, and some show reducing salt intake could actually have negative health effects.
We know that reducing sodium intake also increases sympathetic nerve activity. It increases resistance to insulin, which, as you know, is the bad actor in diabetes.
If we already ate low-salt diets, the researchers in this latest salt study say those concerns might be valid. But Dr. Bibbins-Domingo says salt consumption in the U.S. is higher than is recommended, and it's on the rise. She says there are high levels of salt in so many foods it's hard to avoid. Cereal, bread, lunch meat, pasta sauce. And she says consumers can't really reduce salt without some changes by food manufacturers.
Right now, there are no choices that are really available that might be lower in salt. And I think that's where the efforts with the food manufacturers are about really making a range of choices available so that we can choose to eat lower salt, which is virtually impossible right now.
Some governments are responding. New York City has already started urging food manufacturers and restaurant chains to lower the salt in their foods by 25% over the next 5 years. Bibbins-Domingo says California is considering salt limits in foods the state buys for schools, prisons, and other public institutions. She also wants the Food and Drug Administration to require food makers to alert consumers when foods are high in salt. In the meantime, Bibbins-Domingo advises her patients to look at food labels and really look at the sodium content so they know what they're getting. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.